Blog Talk Radio.
It is 12:30 on the dots. It is the Philosophy Show. It's Wednesday nights, Thursday morning, 12:30 a.m. The same time, same place, the same show. It's called the Philosophy Show. It happens to be episode number 134. And it's a half an hour show. It's a call-in show. The guest call-in number, if you'd like, is area code 646-929-1344. That's 646-929-1344. Got a half an hour here, so give us a call. It's plenty of time, probably. Today's show is titled Bernie Sanders Outside the Box, Believe It. And the title is A Real Opposition is Fallacy. And now we talk about many things here, but politics definitely is at the top of philosophy, or a big way there, how it impacts your social and spiritual and everything that's in your pursuit of happiness, pretty much, or can. But I wrote a article, and I'm just going to read that to you, and so that will probably flow pretty well, and then we can take some calls, and let's start that up here. All right, so here it is. This is the beginning of the article I wrote. It won't take too long. But this is about our country. This is about the options for elections. This is right now about the Democratic primaries. And so here we go. Again, Bernie Sanders, Outside the Box, Believe It, Our Greatest or Our Real Opposition is Fallacy. Fallacies and the Real Issues. When arguments are fallacies about people, not ideas, it distracts, and we are taken away from the issues. Style versus substance versus style is substance. I think perhaps truth is substance that is a good style. Part one, and there's four parts. Part one, I'll give you the table of contents real quick. Fallacies against supporting Bernie Sanders, who let's say represents us, we the people. And then part two is issues, most of our issues supporting Bernie Sanders. Part three is closing. And part four is just a quick note about the Pope. And so this should take about 15 minutes and can open it up for calls if you'd like. So part one, fallacies against supporting Bernie Sanders, who let's say represents most of us. A, Democrats need to be united, therefore shouldn't verbally harm each other in the primaries, because once they're in the general election, then either of them would need to face Trump or someone else, and you don't want to give those opponents any favors. And so here's arguments against that. The first argument, I thought Hillary was already vetted for the last 30 years, and there is no more that anyone can throw at her that she hasn't seen already. Or maybe it's just that people have gotten to know her already for over 30 years, and that is why she has about the same unfavorability as Donald Trump. The second point, Bernie beats any of the Republicans by wide margins, wider than Hillary. So why is Hillary being selfish and staying in the race, even though it gives a better chance for Republicans to win in the general election, because she is an egotist who is running to be president, not trying to be president to champion ideas. If there really is so much at stake, then you should do everything you can to support Bernie. Third point, the real race is a Democratic primary. If both candidates could win against any Republican, Bernie by much higher margins, then is it not the year to really put someone who is better on the issues? If there's too much at stake, I resent Clinton treating this as a game for her personal benefits and to take all these issues I mentioned here and that I will and keep the status quo just so she can potentially claim victory for herself. The next point, so you can't have it both ways, and logically you don't have it either way unless you support fallacies. Because if the Republicans are doomed no matter what, then why not just support Bernie, who is a better candidate and champions the real issues, and then call Hillary out? Now, if the Republicans are a real threat, then also support Bernie and call Hillary out, because Bernie has the better chance to win in the general election. Who is the real Democrat? Well, who cares? Who gives a crap? It is a real shame that the person who most American people want this year is having this uphill battle in a primary. No, you do not want to become what you hate, like a loudmouth Republican, but look at the issues. Only one person, the only one person that Hillary might even have a chance against would be someone like Donald Trump. It takes someone like him to even give her a chance. The next point is, what is negative? To me, it's lying. It's keeping people in the dark, not giving real expectations, going for false style or entitlement instead of fighting for truth and substance. Pretend we are not on the brink and that this current status quo is okay. If you know better, to act so naive to not see through the pretend smiles of politicians and to trust what they say when the record shows different. The next point. When Charlie Rose asked Bernie Sanders to clarify what he meant, that Hillary might not be qualified for votes cast, not positions held, I think Bernie should have also said it is the media who is no longer qualified to inform the American people. When it came to the Iraq War, these disastrous trade deals, the Patriot Act, and other abuses of power, the war on drugs, the amount of conflict of interest we have in government, it depends what you mean. If you mean qualified to represent big corporate interests and bail them out, or to take us to endless wars, or to fleece the country through trade deals and give a lower standard of living to the American people, she is qualified indeed. If you look at the press coverage and time for the candidates, the press is guilty. And if they are supposed to disclaim who owns them and has contributed to the Clinton campaign, they fail there as well. Next point, when the media says, some of your issues sound like Trump's to Bernie, it's a fallacy. That's almost the definition of a fallacy. That's fallacy 101. What are they trying to imply? That if Trump supports an idea, that the idea is bad? That's total nonsense. It is the same fallacy that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, or that if Trump is anti-establishment, he's doing something right. It is all fallacies, and in the box to herd the people to never get what they want. But the worst of both sides, prodding with always just two choices, marching along left, right, left, right, left, right, instead of getting the best. The real problem is the Democrats, Republicans, media, and establishment who don't see their own fallacies. And this is the next point here. But the bad thing is they probably do see their fallacies, because someone would need to be really stupid to not realize that, especially if that is their occupation and they have seen all this for decades. So dumb that they probably wouldn't survive too far into adulthood, so it is much more likely that they know and are using fallacies to deceive and herd people, not as a shepherd, but more as a predator. The good thing for Bernie is fallacies are easy to point out. Next point is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. New York is coming up And if you don't think this is a time, this is the time to let up, I don't think. I guess it depends on how urgent you think the issues are and how aware you are of them. If it is Hillary versus Trump, then Trump will slam her on the Iraq war, the trade deals, being sold out, how he paid her also, Obamacare, flip-flopping all over the place. You will have two of the most despised persons ever running and the best chance for a third-party win ever. And I would not mind Jesse Ventura at all, by the way. The next point here is B, the reason why we don't have what the majority wants. There are no more Republicans nor Democrats, yet we constantly live in their box. Hillary has publicly stated, who is the real, quote-unquote, Democrat? Well, if you look at the issues, because she's claimed Bernie is not a real Democrat, if you look at the issues, here's the issues. Foreign wars and empire-like activities, toppling governments overseas, destruction versus construction. Madam Secretariat facilitates endless war. Two, the public campaign system with big donors with strings attached. Hillary is one of the most bought-out politicians ever. Fact, Hillary has made more in speeches from special interests in the last couple of years than most people do in their entire lifetimes. And I put a link there of something that was a funny tweet. And point three, bad corporate anti-due process, anti-democratic, anti-union, anti-worker, anti-environment trade deals. Hillary's for them all. Is she still on the board of directors of Walmart's? Four, Medicare for all versus corporate health insurance. The health insurance companies could not have asked for a better deal. Five, fracking pipelines. Hillary supported. Six, living wage. Hillary doesn't support. Instead, she supports rip-off trade deals. And, well, to be fair, not a rip-off to multinational corporations. They like that. Seven, civil liberties versus a Patriot Act. Hillary doesn't give a damn about the Constitution. But if she did, then she certainly buckled under pressure, and so did most of Congress. They don't deserve to take the oath. Eight, helping the middle class versus bailing out too big to fail banks. Who is the corporate socialist? Helping the middle class versus bailing out the too big to bail. Okay, just a nine. Having a cabinet that doesn't reflect Monsanto, Wall Street, and the other big or special interests. The last few administrations have been littered with special interests, and I bet they would be with Hillary too. Like fleas on a dog that had fleas. And 10, tuition-free public colleges. 11, and the war on drugs. We have the most people in prison than any other country in the world. There are more black people in prison now than there were that were in slavery during the Civil War. And it's not just black people, but that's just one statistic. That's shameful. A huge amount are for nonviolent actions against themselves, per se. This is an outrage like everything else, yet there's no conviction to stop this from the Clinton camp except keeping the status quo, when the status quo should be a lot different. Hillary said, I am not sure he is a real Democrat, because she goes by labels, not substance. And we'll have called Bernie Sanders a socialist. Well, the next point is, who is a real free market capitalist, conservative or socialist, if you look at the issues? Number one, foreign wars and empire-like activities, toppling governments overseas, destruction versus construction, busting the budget is not conservative, and many don't like it for either reason. Two, public campaign system versus big donors with strings attached. Another Trump talking points with conservatives, even though most of them might not care about Citizens United. They're upset about the influence of money on politics and the same bought-out, sold-out lapdogs who try to convince us they care about our interests. And that's like the media and the politicians, lapdogs of the big multinational corporations. Trade deals. Most conservatives like free trade, but the trade deals we have gotten so far are far from fair, nor provide an even free playing field. We are getting ripped off, and it's another one of those Trump's main points that he's right on. The next point, forcing people to purchase from a private health insurance company is not capitalist. Many small and mid-sized businesses, as well as large companies, would be far more competitive if health insurance was not associated with where one works, and would also benefit from a healthier workforce and be more competitive around the world. So a lot of other companies around the world, they have Medicare for All, and they don't have to have that cost or expense. Buying in bulk, conservative. Next point, living wage. Most Republicans don't support the minimum wage. However, even though I personally, or most Republicans actually in the rank and file, do support raising the minimum wage. However, even though I personally don't think this is the ultimate solution, with the system we have now, we are subsidizing many companies with food stamps for their employees, and one of the best things to get the economy going is to have more people able to purchase more and depend less on governments. Next point, civil liberties versus the Patriot Act. A lot of conservatives don't like that. The next point, helping the middle class, and Bernie voted against the Patriot Act. The next point, helping the middle class versus bailing out the too big to fail banks. The bank bailouts were universally hated. What most people were against the bailouts in the polls, yet our so-called representatives canceled debates, because it was an election year that year, to get back to Washington, D.C. to make sure those bailouts happened anyways. If the banks weren't bailed out, and if small and mid-sized banks were able to buy up the failed banks, we would now have smarter people running banks. Instead, we rewarded the people who made the bad decisions and enabled them at the sacrifice of their competitors when we bailed out those too-big-to-fail banks. This is the most unconservative anti-free market bill almost ever, talking about the big bailouts to the banks. Bernie supported auditing the Fed, while most Republicans supported the bailouts. So when they call him a socialist, remember, he voted against the bailouts and supported auditing the Fed. Having a cabinet that doesn't reflect Monsanto, Wall Street, and other too big or special interests. The main points why many real conservatives and libertarians want a smaller government is so that there are no institutions for big corporations to infiltrate to unfairly hurt their competition. They feel it's inevitable, it will happen, so their strategy is to not even have those departments at all. Bribery and corruption, either way you look at it, having people who really represent the spirit of the law and don't get stuck in red tape or being another number is actually using the system, or actually even at the worst thing, using the system to their advantage, is something that we all want reformed. There needs to be ways to have more transparency, accountability, and a process to address grievances better, and for whistleblowers to speak out. Will Hillary promise or give a pledge not to have any big bank representatives in the Treasury departments or the other special interests in the FDA, etc., lobbyists, ex-employees of those big corporations that are regulated by them? Of course not. This is nonpartisan and has affected both parties over the past few decades. And yes, it does affect policies. Next point, tuition-free public college. Personally, I think that if we currently spend about $20,000 per child now, I could see that it might be better just to give those kids the money directly, so five kids could team up and pay a brilliant teacher $100,000 a year, than instead of just 50 laboratories of freedom, thousands. And education is a lifelong thing and very important to life. But for the sake of argument here, assuring to a child that they can get a full education no matter the income of their parents, and facilitating an intelligent and smart workforce in future generations, that would be most helpful for the economy and society as a whole. And the war on drugs. It's unjust, and this is the last point here, expensive, was a gateway to the Patriot Act and dismantling the Constitution in many ways. How does Hillary, the Republicans, and the media get away with trying to negatively and hypocritically label Bernie Sanders, as a socialist? And then here's the issue supporting Bernie Sanders. The Iraq war huge issue costs over $7 trillion. We could almost buy a school for everyone, let alone invest in public college tuition, not to mention having 1,000 bases and undeclared wars in Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, Yemen, etc. A black budget, South American overthrows, the drug war. The next big issue, trade deals. Ross Perot was right. How do we compete against 70 cents per hour? You tell me. Or against growing private prison labor. Was our economy doing so good that we had to let off some of the steam? Why would anyone support these trade deals? We won't have anything else to sell off or rip ourselves off for long, except to have corporations buy entire cities next. And that is what's happening, like in Michigan. Healthcare. Obamacare is not a step in the right direction. It did some good, but there isn't necessarily always steps in one direction or another. There could be. It's a fallacy. It would help businesses more, too. Bernie should say, let's get more support with businesses of all sizes on this. They should be able to support this. We don't have an economy where people stay in one job anymore, and why healthcare is related to your job is stupid. It always was. Medicare for all would be about 3 times cheaper. Imagine what we could do with those resources at the same time opening more clinics, etc. So I think most everyone, including Republicans, would prefer Medicare for all than the fascist healthcare insurance scam. Next point is the bailouts. The whole corruption issue, whether it be government contracts, which accounts for a little less than half of all government spending, local and federal, which is corporate socialism. Hillary and Bernie Sanders, Hillary and Republicans, I'm sorry, try to label Bernie with the socialist label, but labels don't matter. They're a tool for people who argue fallacies instead of issues. If you look at the issues I have presented here, Bernie is the most capitalist and the most socialist. And these labels need to be called out because they don't matter. The bailouts, even if paid back, help the people who failed at the expense of people who in a democracy did not want to bail them out. But because we are underrepresented, we did anyways. It strengthened the powers that be instead of letting them fail. It rewarded the wrong people and punished the wrong people. You cannot call Bernie a socialist without being a hypocrite if you supported the bailouts. And most importantly, whether they paid it back or not, they did this while letting many regular people lose everything and let the banks buy everything up on pennies on the dollar. Yes, they might have paid it back with blood money, but now they have even more money to buy politicians. Next issue is privacy, civil liberties, the Patriot Act, freedom of information, justice, the drug war, due process, the biggest prison population, police body cameras, no-knock raids. There's about 50,000 raids a year. Militarization of the police, private prisons, SOPA, PIPA, freedom and media and assembly. Next issue, corruption, whistleblowers, transparency, embedded conflicts of interest, bribery, who's going to be appointed in the administration. The people who contributed, right? The next records, a track record. These are the big issues. There are huge issues. There are more, but these are the main reasons why we didn't start the century in a good way. In all the huge issues, we did everything wrong, from the Patriot Act, the wars in the Middle East, to the bailouts, to the trade deals, the drug war, justice system. There also have been some beams of light from some court cases, the internet, which is a new printing press, auditing the Federal Reserve, states legalizing marijuana. Ironically, not always cannabis. So there must be some special interests involved in that. We have had one blow after another and are still standing. It is time for reform. And in every case, Hillary was on the wrong side of history and Bernie was on the right side. And we need to separate corporation from state, just like at one point we had to separate religion and state. So Bernie should give at least 4 examples for each issue. Many people are woken up, but not everyone is. Not everyone knows the difference between a trillion, billion, million, etc. And to be a unifier, you know, reach out to the Americana, debunk the all these labels. Just get rid of labels completely. So Bernie is the more Republican or Democrat because he's the less sold out. And so I'm just kind of condensing some of these things. Also put here a quick note about the Pope. Yes, if the Pope invites you to speak, go for it. It certainly would help probably with New York Catholics. Might as well take a quick trip to Israel also and network with liberals there. It might be good to get some fresh air, too. Personally, I would probably remove the ambassadorship from the Vatican. I don't know if it's right to have a religion represented or even corporations like in the UN and stuff. You know, I do think every group should be represented in a fair way and or even more than fair way in some ways, as long as everyone is. But the separation of church and state, there's a good reason that we did that. And again, the separation of corporation and state is something that should be done as well. And so that's the main point there. Here, I'll just read the last. Here's a fact. Bernie is a more truer lowercase Democratic and Republican candidate. If you look at the issues, there's no Democrat nor Republican anymore. We're on the Titanic. We have a huge out-of-control military who refuses to be audited, special interests who are embedded everywhere in government, getting special deals and bailouts, while our representatives sell us out and want to cut food stamps. Our infrastructure is crumbling because of the priorities, and so is our constitutional infrastructure. They go hand in hand, I believe. Like I wrote at the onset, the best style is the substance of truth. And so Bernie can win New York and beyond. We can actually have a status quo that makes America greater than ever before with the principles that define freedom for all. And let's call out the fallacies easily every time. See as everything as opportunities. And these, talking about the too big to fail banks, these labels are almost too big to fail. If they got rid of these labels like Republican and Democrats, they're like too big to fail labels. They want to bail those labels out and rehash them every time. It's another point. There is no Republican or Democrat anymore. No one's getting what they want because they play us off left, right, left, right, left, right, and keep us marching with the fallacies instead of the issues, you know, because half your issues are with the party that you want, the other half aren't. And then when they get together, they can't agree on the half that everyone wants. They can only agree on the half that everyone doesn't want. And so there's something definitely wrong with that. That's not the way it's supposed to work. So, you know, we need more competition, fair elections, maybe rank voting or, you know, just more public funding of elections. If people have a statistical chance to win. You know, the first Tuesday of November should be a holiday. You know, fair, more parties. You know, maybe four or five parties. More independents in Congress. You know, the Congress is actually the best tool. And you can check out youtube.com/blastoffreshair as well. We got about one more minute remaining. So we'll see. I mean, Bernie Sanders, he definitely can win New York. I mean, if his style is the substance of truth, then I think that's going to break through. And so I made some points here. If you want to call in next week, feel free to do so. We'll have another topic here. So, all right. Well, we're rooting for truth. And have a great night.
There were some clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.